It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from the local bands who make Jersey rock. Coming up, Madison Hatter makes her return to Jersey Rock with a call into the show. We rock her latest single, along with great tracks from Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son, Reality Suite, and Deal Casino. But first, let's kick things off with a band that tore it up on Rat Radio last year, and we'll rock this week's Jersey Rock Home Showcase, 9 p.m. at facebook.com/95.9TheRat. I'm talking about Weapons of the New. Here's Killshot. Turn it up right now on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
You always, you are like a gun. you always.
Weapons of Anew with Killshot on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their 2019 tour EP along with their awesome new cover of Sick Boy at weaponsofanewband.com. And don't miss them this Thursday, 9 p.m. at facebook.com/95.9TheRat for the first Jersey Rock Home Showcase of 2021. And as we do at the beginning of every year, Rat Radio will announce the cover girl of the 2021 Rat Rock Girl calendar this Tuesday, January 5th, 8 a.m. Carl and Dave will not only make the announcement, they'll let you know where you can get your very own copy. Someone you will see in that calendar, who is in the running for the cover, is none other than Reality Suite lead singer Kimmy Hart. On the same day the calendar announcement is made, you can start pre-ordering their new single, Triggers. It's coming out on February 5th. Learn more at realitysuite.com. And right now, let's premiere that brand new tune, the latest from Reality Suite. It's Triggers on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
They said every day's like this. Days I wanna disappear. Since there isn't much here for me. Some days I wanna.
Triggers, I said. Hatter, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Snakebite on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And speaking of which, Madison Hatter is joining us over the phone right now. She has a brand new single out, accompanying music video. It's this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week at WRAT.com. Madison, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's been way too long. It's been 3.5 years, I think, since
the last
time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. I actually have a 3.5-year-old, so that kind of explains it.
Well, first off, congratulations. I didn't even know that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a full-time mom and full-time music lover and excited to be able to balance the two.
Well, that's awesome. You know, we just played your track, Black Velvet Snakebite, which I remember rocking on the air back in, I want to say, July of 2017.
killer tune, but you currently have a new one out. You're working on new material, correct?
I am. I've been working on a couple new songs, and I'm excited to release those later this year, probably in like the winter. And I'm excited to chat with you about that then. But this song that I just released the music video for, Nobody's Fault, we recorded that back in like 2017. And I've been an Aerosmith fan for the longest time. I remember first discovering them in high school, and honestly, it changed my entire life, changed the trajectory of my life, changed everything. And Nobody's Fault, I remember listening to it for the first time and just being like, what is this? It was incredible. It's just like a primal Pandora's box of emotion and passion. So during some live performances, we had done that. We had covered Nobody's Fault, kind of almost note for note, because I just love the song so much. When it came time to recording it, Rob Bailey, who produced the song and is also playing guitar on it, he and I decided we wanted to take it in a different direction and kind of turn it on its head and really focus on the lyrics. This song is so crazy musically. There's so much going on, and that's one of the things that makes it so awesome in the original, that it's kind of easy to miss the message of the lyrics and miss how deep of almost a warning the song is. So when we recorded it, we really wanted to focus on the lyrics and showcase that message, which I think we did. It's just vocals and guitar, very sparse, and that was on purpose. I wanted to do a video for it for a while, and none of the ideas that I came up with really matched the tone of the song. So I had kind of just walked away from the idea of doing a video. And then recently, I mean, with the pandemic and the horrific year that we've had all around, 2020 has been a really eye-opening year and really horrible in a lot of ways. I felt like that vibe really went with the song. So I kind of circled back to it. And it's funny, we were actually recording a different music video and driving in between locations. This was just a few weeks back in New Jersey when it was like unseasonably warm and there was fog everywhere. And we were caravanning to one of the locations, and Brandon Ripley, who directed the video from Sleepless Pictures, they're amazing. If there's any musicians that are listening to this that want music videos shot in New Jersey, Sleepless Pictures is amazing. He was like, look at that field and the fog. And I was like, right, that's like out of this world. So we stopped. We were just going to do a couple like B-roll shots, like ticket shots. And we sang through Nobody's Fault. And when we watched it back, we were like, oh my gosh, like this is the video. This is it. So it's one shot. There's no edits in it at all. It was an improvised performance. And it was the perfect setting, almost like this apocalyptic fog that's like about to consume us moment. It just felt right for the fun and for the moment.
It totally captured the feel of 2020, the look, the sound, everything. When I saw it, I thought it was a direct response to everything that we'd been through that year. Absolutely killer music video. Check it out now on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. We're looking forward to new material coming from you. What's the best way to keep track of what Madison Hatter is doing?
My website is kind of the hub of all my social media. I'm very active on social media. And also my YouTube, all of that's on my website, and that's madisonhatter.com. I spell my name a little strangely. It's MadisonHatter.com. And I'm on Instagram. You can find that on there. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the goodies.
Madison Hatter, keep an eye out for new material coming soon, and check out her video for Nobody's Fault up on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. It's this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week. Madison, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. An absolute pleasure. Right now, let's rock that track, the latest from Madison Hatter. Here's Nobody's Fault on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Lord, I must be dreaming. What else could this be? Everybody scream, running for the sea. Holy lands are sinking, birds take to the sky. The prophets are all stinking drunk. I know the reason why. Eyes are full of desire, mine is so at ease. Everything is on fire. down to the knees. Out of my reason, everyone's to blame. Children love the season of the lame. Sorry, you're so sorry. Don't be sorry. No one, and now he's blown it upside down. And hell's the only sound. We did an awful job, and now they say it's nobody's fault. Old St. Andre's, 7 years ago, shoving up their rectors. Red lines come and go. Noble man with courage, listen with their ears. Spoke but how discouraging when no one really hears. One of these days you'll be sorry. Too many houses on the stilts. 3 million years are just a story. Corn flung to the hills. Out of rhyme or reason, everyone's to blame. Children love the season of the lame. So sorry, don't be sorry. Man is known, now he's blown it upside down, and hell's the only sound. We did an awful job, and now it's just a little too late.
Oh, too close. I hope it's not too far. I'll leave my window open just in case you come home. Virginia, you were gone so
Bang, bang, bang. I'm 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out that track along with the band's whole catalog on Spotify. Learn more at dealcasinomusic.com. And right now, let's close out the podcast with the track that we closed out 2020 with on the On Air show. This was recorded live at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park last December. It's Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son doing the live version of Roaring Twenties on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
This song's called Roaring Twenties. Thank you. And read my lips, not going anywhere. I've let you hurt for too many years now. Something to prove, something to lose. And take your bow at the real show.
You see a baby. too many years now. Something to prove, something to lose.
The Seventh Son with the live version of Roaring Twenties on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. The original version of that tune is in the band's self-titled album, but you can score that track on Telegraph Hill Records Volume 3. Check it out now at telegraphhillrecords.com. Learn more at bobbymahoneymusic.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. See your Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong, and Happy New Year. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.